You've been tuned in to KBOO Portland. This has been Islamic Point of View. Today's conversation was between Imam Shahid Hamid, who was interviewing Imam Dr. Jamal Badawi. This was a pre-recorded program, and we want to thank you for tuning in. We also want to thank everyone who donated in our recent pledge drive and help us to achieve our goals to keep this program and to keep KBOO running. We also want to invite you to tune in again next week from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. This has been Islamic Point of View. It is now time for Pathways with Tom Park.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Divination Foundation, offering the enlightened decision-making system to help people and organizations make the right moves at the right time. More information at www.divination.com. That's divination.com.
Good morning and welcome to Pathways. This is Tom Park, your host this week. Guys, wait till you hear this. I have never done anything like this on Pathways, okay? This is going to be fun for me. I hope it's going to be fun for you guys too, listening out there. Okay, you know how I have authors, traveling authors. And here we are in Portland. And as far as I've experienced, I work in a lot of cities around the country. This is tattoo capital of my world, of the U.S., domestically. I have with me, folks, some authorities. And it goes way beyond, all in the world of tattooing. The book is called Pen and Ink, Tattoos and the Stories Behind Them. With me, I have Isaac Fitzgerald and Wendy McNaughton.
Hi.
Hi.
Morning, you guys.
Morning.
Good so,
morning.
Folks, here's the riffle, though. They're going to actually put a tattoo on me during
yes,
the show, okay?
Yes, we are.
Now, it's going to be an easy one because I'm such a wimp with the pain. You're not going to hear needles and stuff. But they've got a little custom thing they're going to put on me here during the show. So we're going to do this a little later. I'm going to leave the show today with a tattoo on my forearm, you guys. Okay.
We're going to tat you up.
I'm really excited.
It is too fun. It's just too fun doing this on the air live. So, okay. These are Portland people listening, Greater Portland, Northern Oregon. They've witnessed this phenomenon that we have around us here. And we only see a tiny fraction of it, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Because most tattoos are done out of view, would you say, or more tattoos done in view?
I would say out of view.
I think there's a lot out of view. Yeah.
A lot of people, I think, especially get tattooed at a younger age, and they usually do it, for myself actually, when I started, we called it below the t-shirt line. And so you would never get anything past your collar, and you'd never get anything past a t-shirt sleeve, so that it would mainly be shoulders, chest, and back.
The rules, the laws have changed in Portland so that the employers have to allow tattoos to be visible. Are you aware of this, guys?
No.
Are you aware of this?
I was not aware of
that. That's the culture we're in here.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's I would argue that in the past few years that's been happening across the country.
Oh, has it?
Is more and more people becoming accepting of I mean, I myself have two tattoos on my hands, and I work, I've never had a problem getting a job with them. And that was not always the case, of course. But but especially in Portland, I'm not surprised to hear that they are like, As long as it's not something that obviously is hateful, would love to, like, if it's a beautiful piece, it's a beautiful piece. And why not have somebody at your cafe or at your radio station, at your community radio station that looks great with a tattoo?
All right. So, folks, the book, Pen and Ink, Tattoos this and the Stories Behind Them, why'd you go to this trouble? You must have love on the topic, obviously, but this is quite a lot of work. What's this about?
Well, the entire book is illustrated and handwritten. So yeah, we definitely felt passionate about it. And Isaac has a bunch of tattoos all over. I have two tattoos. I got them when I was, I think, 16 and 19 years old. So we both have a personal history with them. And we both have a big interest in people's stories and storytelling and talking to strangers and learning about, you know, their own stories. And so Isaac had a great idea about connecting people their tattoos and their stories and sharing them with the world. We talked about it, and I'm an illustrator, and it was a new thing to draw this. Usually you'll see books on tattoos that are photographed.
Well, so none of these are photographs.
None of them are photographs. The entire book is illustrated in pen and ink and watercolor. And it pays homage to the bearer. Like there's, they're very clean black and white drawings. So you can see a little bit about the person. You can get kind of an idea of who the person is or their attitude. And then the tattoo itself is done in full color. So it's kind of like a an homage to the tattoo.
I do see tattoos that are really incredible colors, and I see some in the book here that have a lot of color to them.
Yeah.
So, okay, Isaac, I'm a wimp. I shrink at the thought of having some needle apparatus honing on me, jonesing on me for, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours? I don't know. Some of these things I've seen, I talk to people. See, folks, I'm part of a family here in town. It's called Common Ground Wellness Center. We bathe without clothes. I see a lot of art, body art, okay? I see more than probably 100 other people because I'm part of it every day. That's where we bathe. Mm-hmm. And I see lots of art, incredible stuff, fantastic stuff. I've seen people really have probably the shirt line, then all the rest of their body down to like, what, there's a wrist line and an ankle line too, right?
Correct.
Total body art everywhere, it seems like.
And isn't that so fascinating and beautiful and so incredible to see?
How much time did something like that take?
Oh, to do your full body? That's we're talking days. We're talking now, not all
maybe
at once, of
only
course.
Days?
Well, yeah, or months, yeah.
For a whole entire body, I think it would take a lifetime because it seems to me a lot of people get bits and pieces and it builds over time, right? I don't think somebody goes in and says, "Let's cover the body," right?
Right. That, no, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, no one would ever do it in one sitting, of course.
Right, of course.
But as you do it piece by piece, or other people can do it limb by limb. So like you might go in and get a full sleeve done one day, and then you know, obviously, giving your body time to heal. So it a lifetime. I'm sorry. When I was thinking like hours actually in the chair.
Oh, right.
But definitely to build something like that can take forever, and it's such commitment.
Okay, let's talk about this healing thing.
Yeah.
So how much pain and damage is involved?
You are cutting yourself. You are cutting yourself.
Really?
Yeah. There's no. That is what it is. Basically, what tattooing is the needle is going into your skin, and it's allowing for ink to be let in.
Little cuts.
A thousand little cuts, exactly. And then it's basically filling your cells of your skin in with the ink. And then as it heals, the ink remains within the skin. And
but
it can be
very... You can control the car that much to have these precise...
Oh, incredible. The amount, the way the technology has changed over the years. I mean, they can do glow in the dark. I mean, I don't have any myself, but they can do glow in the dark tattoos now. There's talk of 3D tattoos. There's all sorts of different stuff that they're experimenting with. But when it comes right down to it, it is a painful procedure. Some places hurt more than others. Now, I myself do not have my armpits tattooed, but I've heard that is an incredibly painful spot. Your elbows also can be very hard. Any place where the skin or where the bone is closer to the skin, there's not as much flesh, can be incredibly painful. While it is painful, it isn't something that's so painful that you flinch away from it. You'd be surprised by how quickly your body almost adapts in
no
the
kidding.
Moment
really.
And gets used to. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've
gritted
my teeth.
So many people
do
this. So many people, and a lot of them don't look like they're less wimpy than me.
Right. I mean, look at me, Tom. I'm way wimpier looking than you. That is absolutely the truth. But I'm just saying, it's one of those things. You'd be surprised once you jump, right? How much it actually, once you take the plunge, that it actually is not as painful as you think it is, almost to the point. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every time I sit back down in the chair, the first thing I say is, oh, I always forgot how much this hurts. But as the tattoo proceeds, you'd be surprised how your body compensates and how all of a sudden it's like this form of attention that you pay attention to yourself.
Okay, what's the risk? Is there health risk? Is there any kind of health hazard to getting tattoos?
I am not an expert on the health, but I do think that if you go to a reputable parlor, there are definitely laws that are laid out that they have to adhere to, and they do, and they take, you know, every precaution possible. So as long as you're going to a reputable place, I think you're going to be taken care of.
It's not really something you do in your bathroom.
That said, I do have homemade tattoos as well. But as long as, you know,
Isaac does it in the bathroom. Yeah, right.
Sterilization is important. But yes, for the most part, we should go on the record highly recommending that, because there are so many incredible artists out there. There's so many incredible tattoo artists and so many beautiful clean parlors that folks should be going to.
See, to me, that would be the thing. I would want to do some research on the artist before we start. I want to source this person, really, you know.
And many people do. People travel. I know people that fly internationally to get tattoos. There's a woman in this book who flies to France just to work with a certain artist. People do deep, deep research into it. And then other times not. There's just like everything else in life, there's so many different ways to do it. So some people really do look after the artist and like really try and track down the person they want. Some of us sometimes just walk into a place on a whim and decide to get a dinosaur tattoo.
And some people, like there's this one artist in the book named Carson Ellis. She's a local artist here in Portland, an illustrator. And she gave herself her tattoo when she was in high school. It's called a stick and poke, right? Where you just take a little needle and you make a little prick and you put some India ink in there and it actually create your own tattoo.
Wow.
So there's all different types of way to do it.
Okay. So perhaps of most interest to my audience would be, what kind of communication are people accomplishing with this body art? I mean, it's profound. It's so long lasting. Mm-hmm. Give me the implications of that. You make a choice that's so long lasting. But tell me about topics. Tell me some of these stories, will you?
Mm-hmm. So for me, it can be so much. It's like I was saying before, but it's the whole range of your human experience. You can choose to get a tattoo because it is something that is beautiful to you. It's something that you want to wear on your body. It's art for the rest of your life to display to the world, or it can be something deeply personal. It could stand for something that happened in your life, a moment in time or a transition, something that maybe you don't want to show to the world at all. It's there just for you as a reminder. So some of these stories, in the book, there's one, Eric Fletcher. He's a photographer, and he has an entire sleeve. It's beautiful. It's color, and Wendy does a great job drawing the tattoo in the book. But it's this gorgeous book, this gorgeous tattoo, and it's on his left arm, and it starts at his wrist, and it has a blue herring and blue waves and ocean waves. And then as it goes up, it turns into mallard ducks and almost fall foliage. And the whole story behind that is he was adopted. He was born in Miami, Florida. He was adopted at a very young age by a family that not soon after moved to Massachusetts. So he was raised in New England. And there was a river that flowed behind the property of his parents' house. And in that river, there were ducks. And there are the chickadees that he has up on the shoulder. But then when he was in his early 20s, his mother that had given him up for adoption tracked him down, contacted him, said, I would very much like to meet you. I'm still down here in Miami. So he travels down and they have a bonding weekend, 3 days perhaps, where they go kayaking in the ocean. They see a blue herring. All these other things happen. And so he ends up getting this full sleeve because water is the story throughout, right? The river behind his parents' house up north, the ocean down in Miami where his biological mother lives. And he gets all these birds and all this water tattooed on his arm. And he told me his family, neither his biological mother nor his adopted family, either know what the full tattoo represents.
Really?
But for him, it's the whole story of his two separate families.
Wow. And what's one of your favorite stories?
Wow. That's a great question. It's hard to choose out of so many. You know, there's one that Isaac and I have a constant debate about, which has kind of gotten into my heart because of it. So some of them, like Eric's that Isaac was just describing, are so meaningful and so personal, and they tell a full story about somebody's past or their family and whatnot. And, you know, you'd never know it on the street when you walk by and see that sleeve, the deep meaning behind it. But then once we learn, we have this full appreciation for the depth of that person's life, you know?
Are most people that deep with their tattoos?
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. On the other end of the spectrum, we have another one of my favorites, there's one entry of a girl. It's toe tattoos. On every single one of her toes, there's a letter. So 10 toes, 10 letters. And it spells out on her toes the words pizza party. Okay, and then the story that goes along with it is, I really effing love pizza, period. That's it. So on the other end of the spectrum, they can just be fun and they can be about having a good time and capturing like a spirit of a person, you know? And I really respect that too.
It's, you know, I see so much art, as I mentioned. I see such diversity of stuff. And every so often I'll ask someone about an incredible Sanskrit creations, mm-hmm. you know? There's one fellow that has like some great Egyptian piece of literature mm-hmm. all over his back and his front in this special script. Mm-hmm. Incredible stuff. But it's permanent. That's the thing, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, this decision, talk about that. Have mm-hmm. you had people lament that say, hey, man, I did a tattoo I wish I never had? Any laments?
I mean, not in the book. No. Absolutely not. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, Tom, I'm not going to look you in the eye and say no one ever regrets a tattoo, because that would definitely be a lie. And there are removal services out there. We don't cover any of that in this book, because for us, we wanted to celebrate both the art of tattooing and also the art of trying to tell your story and wanting to remember your story. Now, obviously, not everyone is beautiful, but I can speak from personal experience. So I have my first tattoo is a Celtic tree of life, which is where the branches come and they interlock with the roots. And then around it is a tribal sun. And let me tell you something, Tom. It's the ugliest tattoo. You say you've seen a lot of art. I think it's probably the ugliest tattoo. I would get a couple of looks at the Commonwealth. Is that the name of the
Common Ground?
The Common Ground. Because it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
I agree with that. It's not that pretty.
Well, thanks, Wendy.
You have other beautiful ones.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. But it isn't. But I will never cover it up. And I will never get it removed. Because the story that it represents, which has to do with me basically getting through high school and a teacher that took some time to support me and really help me kind of get through some struggles and some hard times in my life. And that will always stand as a testament. And now while the art itself is not that beautiful, and no offense to the many wonderful, great tattoo artists there are out in the world, I won't lie, in the 90s and New Hampshire, there was one guy who was maybe a little too drunk when he gave me my first tattoo. But it still stands like that. I love the permanence of it. I've never looked at it once with regret because I'm so proud of that story.
I agree. And so I have a tattoo on my forearm here that's very visible, and I got it when I was 19 years old. And I have a similar experience. There was a time when I did regret it, and I did wish that I hadn't gotten it. I got it. It's a symbol that I created about this theory that I developed about the way that, you know, human interaction and behavior and self-awareness at 19. And I believed it so much. And I'm sure, as you remember, at 19, we believe
passionate
things
days.
Very, very deeply. Days. I believed in it so much, I tattooed it on my arm thinking it was the end all be all. And guess what? 5 years later, I kind of thought some different things. I didn't entirely agree with what I was thinking at the time. So I regretted it for a little bit. But then now, many years later, I look at this thing on my arm and I'm like, you know what? That is so cool. It is a reminder of a time in my life when I believed in something so deeply and so strongly, and it keeps me in touch with that, because I think that's a really, really important time in life. And I want to remain connected to that.
So really, like, the higher purpose of tattoos is like that. Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about.
I think so.
For some people, for sure, it's to share their story. And one of my favorites that she was talking about in the book is, that you were just talking about, that speaks to what she was talking about, is we have a stand-up comedian whose name is Kyle Kinane, who I bet you a lot of your Portland listeners know. He comes up here quite a bit from LA. His name's Kyle Kinane. He's a very, very good comedian. But he cracks jokes about all the different tattoos he has. He has a clock with wings, and he was like, that tattoo might as well say, I'm really into my community college philosophy course. And so eventually he has it on his forearm. It just says whoops. He just says whoops. And he's like, because you know what? That's every tattoo seemed to me like this joke that I would later regret, but I still love getting them. So some people get them just because they love to get them. You know?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We see that. I see one in the book, someone's pet. I'm sure they really love this pet.
Yeah, that's a little dog, Wilfredo, on Lisa Congdon's arm. Lisa Congdon, whose family is in Portland here. Oh. She's an amazing illustrator, and she is a true animal person and a dog lover, and she loves that dog so much so that she wanted to always think about her dog and remember Wilfredo all the time.
Here's someone else they look like there's like road signs. They're like like road markers, 9W40 run, Route 12, Route 20.
Yeah. So he took his bike and biked from New York City to Chicago, where he ended up living, and now makes his living as he's a writer. He does his own writing, but then he also pays his bills by being, what's the word? He the bike with the place to sit in the back.
Recumbent, I think. Is that?
Oh, yeah. Like the little chariot thing.
Yeah, like it's like a three-wheeled, like a trike. Anyways, he's a taxi bike cyclist.
Taxi.
Yeah, bike taxi. Thank you. Yeah. So he rides his own bike taxi.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But that's the thing is like, and then he has all those road signs are the way that he got from New York to Chicago on his bike. And now he rides people around. They ask him every time, oh, what's up with those? And he's like, that's because I ride my bike everywhere.
Very cool story. Okay, folks, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. We are going to have... Wendy's going to actually apply.
Are we going to do this?
Yeah. Now, guys, I must confess to the audience so they know.
Yeah.
I do have an out. I can keep this for a few days, but I'm really not going to be committed to this for months.
Right? I'll explain a little bit to you and your listeners about what we're going to do here. So whereas all of the tattoos and the books that Isaac and I have, these are all permanent things. There are some ways that you can play around with tattoos and make them last maybe just, 3 days, 4 days. We worked with a group called Tatley out of New York, which makes a beautiful custom-made tattoos, partners with artists to make these beautiful designs. And so we worked together to make a pen and ink custom Tatley tattoo.
Now, you're positive, right?
I'm positive. I promise you.
It's totally
a
temporary tattoo.
I promise it also won't hurt a bit. I'm going to put it on, and then you can just take it off, just using a little bit of baby oil, but it will stay on for days.
And there won't be any remnant after the baby
Absolutely
oil?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So, Isaac, this is truly Tom Park style. I'm going to go painless here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to use some water.
I kind of want to make a needle sound though. Like,
okay, do we know where this is going to go?
What do you think? Does the hair matter?
No, it'll be fine.
Right about here?
I'll let you take some leadership with this.
I'm going to go right there.
All right.
Do you want to do it
again? No, do it on the forearm. Do it on the forearm.
All right, we're going to put it right there. All right, so I'm just putting the Tatley on, and I'm just dabbing a little bit of water.
I'm very, very proud of you, Tom. I think you're showing a lot of bravery here. Wendy is now applying the water.
How's it feel?
Well, it was very comfortable.
Ah, that's right, that's right.
It's a little bit wet, guys.
Now, just imagine that it's a needle. And that it's cutting into your skin. No, that's not. It's just to the audience again. This is just water.
Well, there's always a little bit of a ritual to getting a tattoo. This is a much easier kind of. It is still a little ritual. It's just a little bit shorter, I think.
It is a nice ritual though. Wendy's taking great care to make sure that it's totally covered, and then we wait for about 30 seconds, right?
Actually, folks, I got to see this on Wendy's arm, by the way. She's wearing one, and that helped the sales job here, of getting me committed.
I like the idea of you guys starting start a movement.
Oh, that's very pretty.
Look at that.
Okay, is it delicate for...
Tom has been tattooed.
He looks great. He looks real great.
Now, guys, is it going to be delicate for a while?
No, that's on there. I mean, just let it dry a little bit and it'll stay, 3-4 days until you take some baby oil and wipe it off.
And if I want to go through the weekend or in a week or whatever, I can leave it on
Tom,
a week.
Tom, you're tatlaid.
What about when I go in the hot tub? It's saltwater hot tub and it's hot.
You know, I haven't tried saltwater. I think it'll be fine, though. Wow. I think it'll be fine. And if it does come off, get in touch. We'll send you another one.
Yeah, we'll definitely send you another one.
That was pretty easy. But, it's beautiful. I really get it, though. I mean, I see so many people. I see people that have invested many thousands of dollars and great pain and great time in decorating their bodies. Now, this is more appreciation because I had some brief conversations, but this is more appreciation than I've ever been able to grok before about tattoos.
So glad.
There's a guy that has this up on his upper shoulder and upper arm. He has a whole cartoon pagination with about 6 frames, where you can follow this character through this cartoon. So much stuff people do.
It's, yeah. Yeah, well, it is, for certain people too, it's also about just taking control of your body. One of the stories in there is Roxane Gay, who is this fantastic writer, and she wrote a book called Bad Feminist, which is in stores now. It's doing very, very well. But she got them when she was around 19, and she got them all over her forearms. And what she said was, she said, I wanted to look in the mirror and see something beautiful. I wanted to look in the mirror and see something I chose. Because she, when she looked at her body and when she looked at the way that she made herself feel, when she looked in the mirror, she did not feel good about herself. But when she went and she got this art and she put it on her body, it was her way of being like, this body is mine, and these are my beautiful things that I chose to put on it.
That's a very good story.
Yeah, it's a beautiful okay. one.
And it's in pen and ink.
Folks, we got time for another couple stories, and you need to be give us a little website or something. Is there a way folks can be in touch with you guys?
For sure.
Definitely.
Let's say it now, then we'll say it again right at the very end. How can they be in touch with you? Will you respond to emails?
Yeah, well, this whole book came from a Tumblr, which is a blog, a visual-based blog called penandink.tumblr.com. And you can go on there and you can see a bunch of stories. Some are in the book, some aren't. And the book actually has a lot more that are on the site, but people can get a taste for it there. And there is an email that they mm-hmm. can get there, and they can send us their own stories. We take submissions. Mm-hmm. So if somebody who's listening has a great tattoo
cool.
and a story behind it, please send it in. We would love to hear.
Oh, that's big. I'm glad we got to that.
Yeah, it's a lot of the stories in the book. I mean, we went out into the field and found people in different shops, cafes, bars. But then eventually, once we started posting them on penandink.tumblr.com, people started submitting their own stories. So we got stories from all over the country.
So, got a minute or so left. What is the most significant thing about this whole drama? Tattoos, the opportunity, the whole human experience. What would you like my audience to know? You feel like it's a way to mark a moment in time? I think you said that.
For me, almost all of my tattoos have to do with friends and family. I actually share tattoos with certain friends. I actually have a tattoo that represents my friendship right here with Wendy McNaughton that stands for this book as well. It's a way for me to connect with people and wear their stories and wear my love for them on my body.
Yeah, and I think it's just so, so great that it's a little window into what makes us who we are. Our stories make up our lives and our identities. And so when we get to see that visually displayed, how cool.
Very nice. So, folks, by the time you hear the show, Isaac and Wendy will be on their way. But Powell's has a book. It's all over the place, right?
Yes, it is.
It's widely available. Pen and ink, tattoos, and the stories behind them. One last time, let's have that the blog address or whatever.
penandink.tumblr.com.
Very nice. Thank you, guys. Hey, thanks for the fun.
Huh? Yeah. Wow, well, thank sure. you so much for having us,
this,
Tom.
This really became a part of the history of my show. I mean, you get tattooed live
yes.
on the air. Come on, man. That's outrageous.
When we come back next time, I expect you to have that, but for real.
Oh,
you'll have loved
boy.
It so much. You'll go to a parlor. You'll get it done. You have some great parlors here in Portland.
But, you know, I'd have to deliberate so long before that commitment. Yeah. Then I have to research the artist.
Yeah, you're
right. That's
you're
the way
right.
I am.
You don't want the hard work.
Thank you
for
so
having
much.
Us.
Oh,
thank
bless
you
guys.
That was a lot of fun.
Bless you.
So, folks, this is Tom Park for Pathways, and next week, myself or Paul O'Brien will be back and bringing you more with leaders in transformation and self-discovery. Also, folks, I want to remind you the site, divination.com. The Divination folks are great supporters of Pathways. They're part of the reason we're here week after month after year. Go over to divination.com. You can have some fun on that site with some of those tools over there. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next Sunday morning.
Yes, join us again next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another installment in the wonderful series of views and interviews as heard on the program Pathways. Stay tuned now for Het Hollands Uurtje, the Dutch Hour. Will give me time to remind you that people down the gorge in the neighborhood of Hood River can receive us at 91.9 FM for a together, Sable. And people down the valley, Philomath, Corvallis, there is a station at 104.3. Again, same signal that we broadcast from Portland, but for a better strength. This is KBOO Portland 90.7 on your FM dial. Zijn ze weer, die vertrouwde klanken van een pyramid ergens op de gracht, ergens in Holland. En het is zondagmorgen. En dat betekent maar één ding, het is weer tijd voor het Hollands uurtje. Zondagmorgen zonder zorgen. Ik heet Charles, ik doe dit elke twee weken. En het is gezellig jullie erbij te hebben. We zullen later nog wel terugkomen op dat draaiorgel. Maar ondertussen hebben we een hele stapel leuke muziek. Dat deuntje dat heet Tulpen uit Amsterdam. Nou, het wordt weer een hele bonte